I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The increase in terrorist activity in the name of Islam is actually having a positive effect on evangelism in Islamic nations, especially North Africa. Joseph works with Partners International there. Since it's a Muslim area, one-on-one evangelism is about the only way to share their faith because many people are afraid. Joseph tells us what one man did.
He took my friend an hour away into the desert so that they could be alone. And after a couple of hours of listening, the guy said, you know, I want to be a Christian.
Those opportunities happen as Partners provides water, literacy training, and meets other needs. Funding is needed to do even more. Next, after 4 years of drought in Burundi, heavy rains have ruined crops that were finally growing. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is coming to the rescue with seeds and tools for replanting, as well as food supplies until those crops can be harvested. 90% of the population is farmers who are already living below the poverty line. It'll be crucial for their survival. You can help by visiting our website. And campus ministry leaders have a tough job and need new ideas. That's where Life Action's Collegiate Impact Ministry helps, with the Institute for Campus Revival and Awakening. Impact Director Dave Warren explains that since last year's event,
there have been systemic changes within ministry focusing on the issues of prayer or brokenness over our sin and seeing God's Spirit released on campus. And so there's a variety of things that I think are percolating right now. Many of them connected with what the Holy Spirit's doing, and some of that is connected to what we're doing at the Institute.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.